Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a Worship Wednesday. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and the man Mark Wilson filling in for Chris Broussard. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And Mark Wilson, my former longtime partner in Detroit, is always fun to mix it up on the radio when he fills in for Chris Broussard. Mark, hour number two.
And, of course, you know, we should tell people that we do have this mutual love society.
Yes, we do.
You know, people, if I didn't just walk up the turnip truck. I mean, the guy, I talk to Rob all the time, and we text back and forth all the time.
And every time I come to Vegas, we normally get a meal together.
We get a meal. 2022 has been an incredible year for you, that's for sure.
It has been, right?
Crazy, and I will also tell you this. I said I'm not coming on any show unless LeBron has got a reunion, and he's in Miami tonight.
That's right. They are.
So I said if he's in Miami, I can be on your radio program with Chris off.
And so far the Lakers are down, what is it, 8?
Yeah, but 27-19, but LeBron's got 12.
Okay, there you go. Well, he scores. They just don't win. That's the problem.
I got it. I got it. 14-20, man.
Hour number two, we are going to start with basketball. And last night, Luka Doncic, put up a stat line that had never been seen before in NBA history. Mark, 60 points, 6-0, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists in the Mavericks' overtime win against the Knickerbockers. The game went in overtime after Luka led a furious 9-point rally in the final 26 seconds. Just typical New York Knicks, I mean, to give up a 9-point lead.
Which also is one of those stats that has never, like, the NBA was 0 for 13,000 or something in situations where a team's up 9 with 30 to play and loses the lead.
Ridiculous.
And it's been two nights in a row because the Clippers did that to the Pistons, being up, 14 with 3 minutes to play.
It was unbelievable, Mark. That one was something. But Luka also intentionally missed a free throw in the final seconds, coming up with the loose ball himself, and then scoring the game time basket with 1 second left. I mean, I love the quote he had after the game. I'm tired as hell.
Right.
I need a recovery beer. And
right.
The quote.
But I saw that.
Let's bring in Rob G. Let's talk about Luka and what people are talking about around the NBA about this guy and what he's been able to do.
Sure. Well, after the game, obviously, social media, all the talk shows were going crazy. Because when you have a performance like that, it's so unusual that everybody was, you know, goo goo gaga over it. And rightfully so. It was incredible. And then as time goes on, you know, as you move away from the actual moment of it happening, you start having a more critical conversation, not just about him, but about their team and like, hey, are they wasting Luka, his talent? You know, we have a guy putting up 60, 20, and 10 at age 23. You know, they should have
but they don't win as much, right?
But to your point, Rob, he's only been out of the first round once. And each time that he's been in the playoffs, either he gets worn down or the team flames out because they're so reliant on Luka Doncic and Luka Doncic only.
See, that, and that's, Mark, where we are with him, is that style of play. And can he, you know, duplicate or keep that going in the postseason? Because he's a hell of a player.
A hell of a player.
But does that work with anybody else? Can you have a Robin with a guy who plays like that?
First of all, since that was history last night, that's, like you said, 60-20-10 had never been done. You go back to Chamberlain, Robertson, you start to look at all the great players.
It wasn't done when they had up the peach bucket still had
the
bottom.
Not even
the
peach bucket years did they have a 60-20-10 guy. So that number one is history. But I like what Rob G said about the idea that you think about it after you see the performance. Because that was razzle-dazzle.
Right.
That was hip and hop last night. If for pure entertainment, that end of that game was phenomenal.
Come on, Mark.
And
that,
of course
that's
it
one for
the
ages. Right.
Ages. And it happened to the dang Knicks again. It happened to the Knicks.
Right.
But here's what I'll say about Luka. The landscape in the NBA is littered with guys who were great scorers, great rebounders, and had all the numbers in the world, Dominique Wilkins and Adrian Dantley and Dan Issel. I can go on and on and never won anything.
Right.
That's my theme today about teams and guys who never win anything but have the numbers.
You remember when Michael Jordan had the 63 against the Celtics? Like, they got knocked out of the playoffs. Like that one-man band is great to watch, Mark, but I don't know if that is great to win. Can you win when a team is so reliant on what's just one guy?
You know, I used to say this about the great Bad Boys Pistons teams with Isaiah Thomas. When Isaiah had to score 30 or more, you know this, Rob, Pistons didn't win.
Right.
If Joe D and Rodman and the Red and Bell and Lambeer weren't involved, nothing's happening. If Isaiah had to score 30, it was usually, I bet you, I don't know what the overall record is. I wish I could have that number. It's maybe about 500. I don't want to say they never won. But in situations like that, when you got to have the one-man band, and they're great to watch. What was Dominique Wilkins' nickname?
The human highlight.
The human highlight film. Right. And how many titles did he have in Atlanta?
As many as I have.
And how many times did he get to the finals in Atlanta?
As many times as I have.
Okay, there you go. And he had a great career. Nobody would think that Dominique Wilkins was any less than great.
That is.
And I'm afraid that's maybe where Luka Doncic is.
So what is the – how do you correct this? Okay, so – is it Luka, we want you to do what you do, but just not as much, and we need to get somebody else involved that's going to be able to, you know, when Michael Jordan got Scottie Pippen, like, you know, like all of a sudden, Mark, you got to have another guy. I know we talk about it all the time. It's kind of cliche, you know, Batman and Robin, but you do need a Robin. Is that not, that's, I think that's true.
Well, look, the next three scorers down are Christian Wood, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Tim Hardaway Jr. And then Kemba Walker was a throw-in, who's only played six games. So are those three guys going to help you get anywhere? Christian Wood, be honest. Spencer Dinwiddie and I like Dinwiddie. I wish the Pistons hadn't traded him. And Tim Hardaway Jr., I like him too. But are those guys going to get – are they his Batman or to his Robin or Robin to their
right.
Batman?
But what do you do?
But that's I'm asking. Are those three guys the guys you think
no,
are going to get you anywhere?
I don't think so.
Okay, but you're saying no to that.
But here's my only thing is, when I look at it, I just think to myself, but can you, when a guy's this talented, can you honestly tell him to pull back?
No.
Or share the load?
It's
do you know, like Mark, you're looking at stuff that's never happened, but you're not winning at the rate you would think. But are you... can you honestly say, don't be this great. We need you to be good, very good, but we need somebody else to be good as well.
But I don't think that they're not letting the other guys I just mentioned, and Dorian Finney-Smith as well, not play to their upward potential.
He has the ball a ton. It's almost impossible.
It goes right. All roads lead to Luka.
That's all I'm saying.
There's no
doubt. Right.
When you average 33.6 in this man's NBA, that's where it's going. Right. He's almost averaging triple double. He's at 8, almost 9 rebounds and 9 assists a game.
And when you get 60 points, my God,
Well, I still said there's got to be somebody who did 60-20-10, especially in the day of Russell and Chamberlain.
Rob G, his postseason. Didn't they lose to the Clippers twice? I think once they were up 3-1. Do you have his postseason? Mark,
No, they were up 2-2, and okay. They were up 3-2, and they lost each of those. 2020 in the bubble, he puts on a tremendous performance. They're up 2-2. They lose the next two, losing 6.
Okay.
His plus-minus in games 5 and 6 combined was minus 57.
There you go.
He wore down.
He wore
people,
down.
But people go out to see Mark Cuban's team because he's a rock star.
And
they love him for being a rock star.
Right. Well,
and then the next season, 2021, they go up 3-2 over the Clippers. They lose the next two. He played really well, in all fairness, in game 6 and 7. The problem, though, is he played really well. Nobody else did because all they do is catch and shoot.
Right.
So if they're not hitting their outside shots, that was pretty much the end of it. 2022, he misses most of the first round against the Jazz. He's lights out against Phoenix. So you think, all right, he's making a deep run. They're a dark horse against the Warriors. Some people actually picked him to beat the Warriors. They get blown out in 5 games. He shoots under 40% from the field in 3 of those games. Again, he wore down as the playoffs
and
go
on. And see, there you go. There's the other part, Mark, because he has to put in so much energy. He's so much a part of the offense. He's so much with handling the basketball, so much of the game, that is that going to allow you to make a long or a deep run? And that's where, if you're the Warriors, if you're the Mavericks, you got to figure out how do we maximize him, right, and his talents, but also allow him enough so that he can play and be there when we need him.
That's the super max $64 million question, Rob. You know why? I go back. I want to invoke him again. I'll give you 3 more. David Thompson, Alex, I mentioned Alex English, George Gervin, and I said Dantley. That's the same thing they said 30, 40 years ago as to why those teams didn't win that they were on, because they were worn out putting up the numbers every night. All the stress and the angst and the effort and energy put into that. That's why those great players have nothing. They don't have 1 NBA title. Most of them never even made it to an NBA championship series.
And let me give you
this. I think that's a pattern, Rob, not an aberration. I think Luka fits it.
Let me give you this, too. In his career, Mark, he has a usage rate in the playoffs of 39.8. The next highest person is Michael Jordan with 35.5. And the difference between 1 and 2 is 4.3. Is the same difference between Michael Jordan at number 2 and Kevin Durant at number 9. So that's how much he has the ball. That's a huge number, 4.3 difference. So it would be one thing if he could finish games or finish series off, but so far, and he's young, right? He's 23 now. And he wears out, Mark. Where will he be 5 years from now? You know what I mean?
He could be a burnout.
You could be burnt out.
I mean, Nowitzki, obviously they compared him to Dirk, and he was there at the game last night, Nowitzki. And Nowitzki seemed to, at the end of his career, burn out a little more than he did. I mean, he was an incredible player.
He played every year there in Dallas.
And he got lucky to get a title. He got a championship.
Yep.
He did get a chance. Dallas did win one. You know, the NBA, we say half the teams never won a title, never won anything.
And that was the one when they beat LeBron in Miami.
Yeah,
remember
right.
That?
But you go back and you look at teams that have been around 56. Look at the Knicks. I was going to bring this up because that's who they beat last night was the Knicks. Speaking of anniversaries, this year's the 50th anniversary since their last championship.
Which is ridiculous.
50 years the New York Knicks
right?
have not. 73, and Red Holtzman. Wanted 70 and Red Holtzman,
right.
70 and 73, and they've only been to 2 since 94 and 99, and they lost.
They lost in right 94. They lost in 7 games to.
But if I had told you in 1973 that the Knicks through 2023 wouldn't win another championship, you thought I was nuts.
In 50 years, kind of crazy. All right, here we go with Luka. Can Luka and the Mavericks win a title with his style of play? Well, you basketball guys, we want to hear from you. Chime in 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday with the man, Mark Wilson, in for Chris Broussard.
Hello.
Rob Parker here, you there, right here on Fox Hello Sports there. Radio. Stick and stay.
To listen to the best callers in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and the man Mark Wilson filling in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. In about 8 minutes, we'll talk with Eddie House, the former NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio analyst. But right now, we're taking your calls, 877-99 on Fox. What do you do with Luka if you want to win a championship? Do you need to do something? Because he puts up the numbers but seems to fade when it comes time for the postseason or trying to close out a series or late. So there's the dilemma. Let's see what we got. 877-99 on Fox.
Will, in my birth state of Wisconsin, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hi, Will.
What's going on tonight, gentlemen? Absolutely, yeah. It's great to always talk to or hear from another Wisconsinite there. But
there you go.
Absolutely.
All right, Will.
Milwaukee in the house.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of which, whenever I think about these conversations, right, especially when we bring up the great ones like Mike, right, is that people of a certain age, because, you know, we're at this point in history, right, where Mike has already overcome, won championships, and solidified himself, right? But looking at the snapshot in time when he's competing against those Larry Bird teams, those Isaiah Thomas teams, he had an upward battle to all of the great talent in the world. Remember what they call them, you know, the game against Larry when he scored the 60, right?
63.
It was Jesus, you know, wrapped up, you know, in Michael Jordan or whatever, you know. So it was one of those things where, yeah, great talent, but still didn't yield anything. And that's going to be the same thing with Luka. Until the Mavericks find a complementary piece. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen necessarily through a draft, because you kind of need a developed, you need someone that is a second coming of a Scottie Pippen that you may or may not actually find, you know, in a draft that way, especially when you're a team that's competing, you know, into the postseason. So, but I think they're going to have to I'm sorry.
But the problem is that guy, you know, he's got to be able to have the ball, right? Because he's got to be willing to give up the ball. The usage rate is too high, and if he doesn't share the ball with somebody, you're going to have the same situation. Just having another player, but if Luka handles the ball and does everything, it's not going
to
help.
But can I ask you something? Isn't it weird to call Luka Doncic a point guard?
Well, but he handles the ball.
I know, but he just seems like he should be on the off wing. He should be flying out. He could probably do even more damage if he wasn't that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I think you need there.
You need somebody who can handle the ball and be not an equal.
I just think it's weird that he's that.
Yeah. 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, yeah. Jerome from Charleston. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
At some point, number 77 is going to have to downsize his game to incorporate more help on that team in order for him to win the title. It's happened to all superstars. When the Lakers won 33 in a row, Chamberlain took a lesser role and it elevated the whole team. So he, at some point, maybe not now, maybe tomorrow, maybe not the next day, at some point, he's going to have to take a lesser role and get more help on that team if he wants to win the title.
Hey, Jerome, right. That's a good call right there.
I do, yeah.
That is. Thanks, Jerome. Happy New Year. 877-99 on Fox.
Jake from Dallas, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's going on?
Well, first off, Rob, I got to say I'm extremely thankful of always knowing that you're available and on the radio, on air, every holiday. As a single man, that with most of my family about halfway across the country, it just knows. It's awesome knowing that I've got some entertainment from a familiar voice every night. So every holiday,
man,
so
I appreciate that, Jake.
That's very nice for
Jake,
the R Park.
Yeah, Jake, that you
and to Chris Broussard,
definitely that you recognize. I'm always trying. I want to keep the show going, and you know what I mean. If I could give other guys off who have families and stuff, I think that's the way I should do it. So,
right on,
I appreciate
right
it.
On.
All right, what you got? Your take on
you're in Dallas. Luka.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think the easiest comp with Luka. And the way that he's playing right now and his playing style and the way that the Mavs are pretty much 100% dependent on Luka's on-ball game, can't you make that easy comparison with James Harden? Well, we saw him win nothing.
And that's a great comparison.
We saw him win nothing. And right now in Philly, he's not doing anything either. But the ball usage, the game is 100% dependent on James Harden, just like it is on Luka. And I mean, Houston tried bringing in Chris Paul, bringing in other stars, and it still added up to no success, at least no legitimate finals success for those Rockets. They never made the finals.
No, no.
So I think that's got to be a cause for concern if you're a Mavs fan, if you're a
Dallas. Harden's going to go into that category with Wilkins and all this, Alex English and
all the
George
numbers,
Gervin.
Yep.
That nothing happened but was just a great individual night out to go watch a talented guy play for 48 minutes.
No doubt. And that's a good comparison there by Jake.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And it was. Let's squeeze in another one. 877-99 on Fox.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, the Dallas Mavericks can most certainly break through to win an NBA championship as constituted. And we know this based on what happened last year in the Western Conference Divisional Round. Phoenix Suns, number one seed, supposed to be their year to get back to the finals at home. And what did Luka do? All right, he burned the house down, okay? And they got them up out of there. Playing the way that they play with the space and the pace with five shooters around Luka, that was supposed to be Phoenix's year last year, and they may have missed their
window. And then the next round, though, what happened?
Yeah, they lost to the eventual champion Golden State Warriors, but they gave them a little bit of go. But here's what it comes down to, Rob. First of all, they brought in Christian Wood, who's a good piece that can help them. But, folks, in the NBA land, the betting odds to land Trae Young, should he get up and out of Atlanta, is the Dallas Mavericks. So that's the super deal that's kind of simmering under the surface, and we know that Mark Cuban can get that done. It doesn't necessarily, in my view, have to be Trae, but Dallas does need one more piece to kind of get them over into the favorite category. But the way that they play and under Jason Kidd's leadership, I think this team can win in the Western Conference, can make it back to the Western Conference Championship, and can get into the finals mix. And they're just one piece, maybe Trae, maybe somebody else, that would make them the odds-on favorite.
That would be an interesting duo.
No doubt. Thanks, Andre. Appreciate it, buddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. That's right, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker and the man, Mark Wilson, filling in for Chris Broussard. One of our favorite people, Eddie House, the NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Eddie, say hello to the man, Mark Wilson.
What's happening, my brother Mark?
Eddie House, my man. What's going on?
What's happening?
We're doing good. Hey, before we get to the NBA, we got plenty of stuff to do. We got to talk about your Raiders and what they did to Derek Carr. I know you're not the biggest Derek Carr fan, but I think Josh McDaniels is a bigger problem than he is. But anyway, what's your take? Are you happy about this?
I will tell you this. So you keep him, he gets hurt. Now you stuck with him, right? So it was a move that had to be made business-wise. Number two, I look at it like this. If we're going to move forward and move off of him, which I believe that they should have done, not before this year, but maybe last year.
They gave him an extension last year, right?
I wasn't with that.
Okay.
I thought his best year was the year that he got hurt, and after that he never came back the same player, right? And we're just talking about what I see with my eyes. I got to take. Tom Brady signs free agent. You don't have to sign it for much. You got cap space. You don't have to trade. You don't have to lose any draft picks. You say, listen to me.
Have you watched Tom Brady this year?
I know what's coming.
You know what? Yeah, we have a messed up offensive line. I don't think our offensive line is as bad as Tampa's is.
That's not the only reason that they've struggled. Come on, Tom hasn't played well.
You have capital. You have capital. And you also have, listen to me, follow me now. You have capital. You could beef up your offensive line. You could find some defensive players with the capital that you have because he won't sign for a lot. And then on top of that, if you do draft a quarterback, you have the best quarterback that ever played the game to be in the room with him and learn from him.
Let me give Eddie some credit here. What he's saying, you may not like it, but the way Mark Davis and Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels, you know, Patriot guys, although then Davis is giving him the Patriot way, that's not far off, Eddie, what you're saying.
Eddie, it'll blow up in the Raiders' face. I'm just telling you. I understand what you're trying to manipulate and think that's the way you're going to get there. Tom Brady has not looked good this year. And it's not all on the other players. He has receivers to throw to. I get the offensive line if you want to make that the reason why, but let's be honest, he hasn't played well this year. Can you give me that?
Yeah, I can. I can give him that. But I mean, you say 1 year out of a long career. I mean, come on. At the same time, you have cachet. You have a guy that you're linking him up with that he has been with and has had success with. Right.
Okay.
So my
don't
whole
be surprised,
thing is
Rob, Eddie's got it right.
He could be a bridge. There's nothing wrong with being a bridge quarterback at this time in his career. And it would be great. It would be a great thing for him to do you know, that's just my wishful thinking as a Raider fan. And I think that's the best possible situation for us.
It would be a bridge over troubled water, which is the Raiders. But, all right, Eddie, let's ask about Luka's unbelievable night. 60 points, 21 and 10. Right. Yeah. What did you make of that? What a unbelievable – even missing the free throw in order to get the loose ball in order to tie the game. I mean, it was just a tremendous performance.
That's when the line the stars line up for you, if you will. You know, when things that you miss the free throw, they tip it. They don't get the rebound, and it comes right to your hands. You're able to make the shot. But you know, Luka's an unbelievable talent. You know, and if you look back at it, the Suns had an opportunity to take him over to number one. But why would you take him number one? You don't have that much film on him. You look at, and the other teams passed on him. You had to take DeAndre Ayton number one. You can't pass on a seven-footer that's giving you a double-double, 17 and 10, night in and night out. You couldn't pass on him. But Luka is a phenomenal talent. The Dallas Mavericks have to figure out how do they get players that want to come play with him.
Because he got the ball too much, right?
Exactly. He's a one-man show. It's hard to find guys, especially guys in their prime, guys that feel like they also are guys. How do I sit back and watch this guy go to work and then I get it when he doesn't have something? They got to figure out how can they entice other superstars, other really, 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 really good players that are in this league to come play with him and also change the style of play. So him to also trust them. And I don't think he trusts his teammates that much, you know. So I think that goes hand in hand. You know, he has to start trusting his teammates a little bit more, but they also have to earn that trust as well. And right now they haven't did it. But at the end of the day, that's why he put up these stupid numbers like that.
You know, you can keep talking about Luka, and that's great. And my takeaway, though, Eddie, from that game last night, and I was, you know, razzle-dazzled, Dan was terrific, is the Knicks.
Awful.
And you played for them. You spent a minute in New York playing for the Knicks.
What do you have? A cup of coffee in the sweet roll? How long were you there?
I had a cup of coffee in a room at the Ritz.
Okay.
All right, Eddie. But look, this is a serious. I really want to reset the Knicks because last night this kind of gave me a reset thought on the Knicks. Since we went to Y2K, that's 22 years ago. They've won one playoff series in 22 years. One. Why can't – and they've gone through, I think, since Red Holtzman in 70, 26 coaches. 26 different coaches. Why can't they find their way? And I get James Dolan. I get the ownership. It just can't always – there's got to be something else.
Oh, man, you know what? That's a tough one because everybody wants to go play for the Knicks, but at the same time, think about a lot of times you're not living right by – you know where they practice at? Well, at least when I was playing there.
No, in Westchester.
I think it was White Plains.
Right. That's in Westchester. You got it. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So you practice away from where the arena is. So you most of the time want to live where the practice facility is. And now you got to drive 30, 40, and fight traffic just to get to the game. So those things are taken into consideration, especially if you're not a winning squad. If you're a winning squad, you could kind of like, okay, that's the least of our worries. We can handle that. But I also, they just haven't been a team that's been able to build something to where, besides the mystique of the New York Knicks, which, I mean, I don't know, the mystique kind of wearing off, right?
It's been 50 years. Mark just brought it up.
Yeah,
they won in 1973.
I think what's more popular than the mystique of the New York Knicks is the Garden, right? And it's hard to just sell the Garden, especially when other players come in there. And when you come in there, I know you guys been in there before.
Oh, many
you know
times.
How you have to it's not attractive.
Right.
So at the same time, I think all those things come into play. Like, it's a new era. It's a new age of players.
I just don't know how people pay the big money to still go to the Garden, whether the Garden's good or not. And all the coaches that I said have come, Lenny Wilkins, Isaiah, Mike D'Antoni, Derek Fisher,
Larry
Mike
Brown.
Woodson, Jeff Hornacek, all these guys who – this is all part of the 2000 to now.
Well, let's switch real quick to the other team. And, Eddie, we got about a minute or so. Brooklyn is playing the Hawks tonight. They're going for their 10th straight. What's happened there? Obviously, Jock Vaughn has made a difference coaching. They play better defense. What are they doing, the Nets, to turn this around? And their last three wins have come against Golden State, Milwaukee, and Cleveland.
They're playing basketball. That's what they're doing. They're just playing. They're out there playing basketball, and that's all they're focused on. And I think they actually believe in their coach, and they hadn't believed in their coach for a long time. This is a guy they rally behind. So it's hard to send a message to your players and have them believe in you if they don't believe in what you're saying. You're never going to be successful. And I think that they're starting to trust him. He showed that he trusts them. Now they're starting to show that they also trust him and his decision making. And I think that's why you're seeing them be successful right now. The Brooklyn Nets, I mean, they got two of the most talented players that we've seen in this game on their team.
Right.
I mean, when it comes down to that, man, anything can happen when you got that out on the court.
All right, his name is Eddie House, man. Eddie, Happy New Year to you and the family.
Thank you, Eddie.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It. And don't forget, we're going to be out there for the Super Bowl, man. We're going to be there. So get a restaurant. I need a big steak, you know what I mean? So make sure we get
Not
a nice
wings.
Restaurant. Well, wings for lunch, wings for lunch, and then we'll have a fat steak one night.
Just make sure you butterfly
right
the steak.
On.
You know that. I need that steak butterfly. Thanks, Eddie.
All right, peace.
All right, appreciate it. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And coming up, we'll see if Tua will play in an NFL game again this season. We'll have that coming up next. It's the Odd Couple with the man, Mark Wilson, in for Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And before Mark, we talk about Tua. I want to give a shout out to a couple of our former producers and engineers listening to the show.
From way back when.
That's right. Flaj, better known as Mike Sirmer. We never called him Mike, right?
Flaj. I got some great pictures of us in 2002, the Super Bowl.
How about Reedy and Lee?
Jim Reed.
T-Money.
You're talking about legends.
Lulu.
Gavin.
My goodness.
Where's Flounder when you need him?
Flounder. My God. Oh, my God.
Is he still in San Antonio or Indianapolis or something?
See, Rob G., when you do a show that long, you know, we got like a million producers.
We got a lot of people. When you do by the way, this is show number 4001.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, Mark. So where are you? Rob G., jump in here. Tua now has how many concussions? Two official and maybe three, right?
Yes, and I don't want to make fun of that to be like flippant and go, he's got 20. I mean, who knows how many he has. People have made fun of it. I don't think it's funny at all.
But, Rob G., is that what we're saying? Is that the number?
Yes, two officially, and the consensus seems to be that he had the first one was the third one, if that makes sense. The first time he got knocked out, they believe it was a concussion.
So people are saying, and we heard Greg Jennings earlier in the program say that he should not play anymore. He should not NOT. He's got to protect themselves. The organization has to protect themselves from protect the player from himself, because players want to play, Mark. You know that. Where are you? Should he not play?
We know, but players want to play. But if you can't play, you can't play. And it's dangerous territory. It's a sticky wicket with him. And I'm not – look, if I plan on Tua being the long-term answer for the Dolphins, roll my eyes – then I'm not playing him. And Teddy Bridgewater is a very capable backup to play the last two outs. They're 8-7. Look, I said this earlier. I'm going to bring it up. I hope there's Dolphin people listening to me. I worked television in Miami back in the 80s, a long time ago, but I worked TV sports down there. It's a Dolphin problem because Mike McDaniels knew. He's not even 40 years old. He just got there. So if he plans on being the coach of the Dolphins as long as Shula or Jimmy Johnson or something, then he's going to want to protect that QB. But Miami has the problem. Because the Dolphin people, they're angry that it's gone this long, a half a century, since they won anything. They have the perfect season. They live on that. Rob, how much do they live on the perfect season?
Yeah, you can't live on that too much longer.
How many times have we heard when a team like the Eagles go 11-0, the Dolphins get nervous, the Larry Zonka and Bob Greasy all get nervous, and they break out champagne when they lose? That's what they still live on down there. Of course, there's this want to make Tua play, to get to the postseason, to do something. I get that. But there is a Dolphin problem there.
Yeah. I just think the player has to think about his long-term health and career, and we get it. It's one of those sad things where you had this season going. Remember, Mark, he was in the MVP conversation. But that seemed like many, many moons ago.
Like a moon ago.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think you got to
– I think it's creepy that this is even a thing. I think it's a little creep on the creepy side that there's some kind of order down in South Florida that Tua's got to play or else. I don't know. I have people who I've known done media work and whatnot in Miami, and they think it's weird too.
Well, because they're saying like, well, if he doesn't play, you know, they might be looking for another quarterback next year. I mean, how quickly you went from the MVP conversation to looking for another quarterback, right?
Well, yeah, but if Tua does play, he might be looking to be on Silly Street next year. I want him to be healthy.
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody want him to be healthy? What's your deal? Is it Alabama hating? What, do you hate Nick Saban? you throw a Tua there?
You want him to be healthy, but the problem is, you know, this league and people – they want to throw people back out there. And the big thing is, you know.
Well, the head's not to mess with. If they're thinking that, he's one hit away from, I don't even want to know. I don't want to see it.
No, I'm with you. I don't even think there's a conversation. He's had too many concussions. You can't keep having your head hit the ground, Mark, Rob G., jump in and not take it seriously.
Well, here's the question then to both of you guys. Obviously, he has, for whatever reason, a propensity for getting concussed. So if he sits out the rest of this season, what's the difference between him sitting out 2 weeks and him sitting out 2 years?
Rob G., that's a great question, and I'll invoke Luca. Style of play. I think there is a style of play that Tua and even his brother, who played in Maryland, good quarterback himself,
right,
have to change to fit this league. that's a little wild. That I think too is, I think it's a little too much. I think he gives himself up too much, and that has to change. So that style of play, that would be the answer to that. If you want to see a long career, or he might be one and out.
So but his concussions have not. He's not the scrambling. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Josh Allen.
It's just when they take him down.
It's just he has to learn how to fall better when he's getting sacked. He has to pay
something because he does seem to have a
fetal position when he goes down rather than.
He does have a propensity to play that position in a weird way.
Because it does seem like the head's always going
back. It does seem that way with him, if you really watch his highlights.
It's really crazy. But, Rob G., real quick, would you want him to play, yes or no?
This season?
Yeah.
If the doctors clear him, let him play.
Okay. There it is. Rob G., he's hard-headed.
I don't think they're going to clear him, issues with that would be incredible.
They're not going to do it. All right, third hour of The Odd Couple coming up, and we'll talk about Tom Brady again. Yes, we will. Odd Couple.
Biggest day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.